I wish they'd push that door too. If you don't know where to sit, you could catch your death with that door open. I'm not sure why they needed to have such a big ceremony. It's not like the rest of the family are regular churchgoers. I hardly recognize some of them. All relatives I can count on one hand, but the rest look like hangers-on. Probably here for the bloody bun fight afterwards. Oh, sorry, Lord, excuse my French. I must remember where I am. I'm not sure what those flowers are all about. Smell a bit peculiar. Oh, that's interesting. A female vicar. Shows how long it's been since I've managed to get to church. She looks familiar. She's the one splashed all over the local paper. That Mrs. What's-her-name? The doctor's wife. Sounding off. You would think it was the end of the world the way she carried on. I'm pleased to see Peggy's made it. Her youngest must have brought her in that posh car of his. It'll do her good to get out of that house for a while. Mind you, she's looking worn out these days. It can't have been an easy life for her, what with that husband the way he was, one affair after another. Now she's stuck indoors all day caring for him. Lung cancer, they say. Cigarettes, I say. Strange how some people's lives seem to be just one load of misery after another. I hope she'll be able to stay on afterwards, for a drink at least. Uh-oh, Madam's arrived. That purple dress is a bit over the top. It's not as if she's got the figure for it. That woman's never had a good word to say about anyone. Always gossiping behind people's backs. A right bloody so-and-so, if you ask me. Oh, sorry, Lord. Ah, Daniel was never the same once she got her claws into him. Pregnant, indeed. She couldn't pull the wool over my eyes. I tried telling Dan, but he wouldn't listen. I'm getting married, Mum, and that's an end to it. Then there was that supposed miscarriage, conveniently happening when she was away visiting her family. The way she acted afterwards, I knew she'd been lying. Losing a baby does something to you, I can tell you. That little madam was making it up. How Daniel puts up with her, I don't know. What is it they say? A daughter's a daughter all your life, but a son's a son till he gets a wife. Well, at the end of the day, he's made his bed and he'll have to lie in it. At least Josh takes after his father and not her. Doesn't he look smart in his suit? Bless him. It makes him look so grown up. I don't suppose he's ever been inside a church before. It'll be a big thing for him. Where is Daniel anyway? There's Sid over there. We can't be easy for him coming back here so soon after Maisie's funeral. Using his stick today, I see. His hip must be playing up. Oh, it's a shame how those kids of his treat him. Maisie and him doted on them. They never wanted for anything. Now they can hardly be bothered to call and see if he's okay. Well, not unless they're on the scrounge. He says, well, they have their own lives to lead now. I said, well, they manage to pop over when they want something. They all seem to know where he keeps his checkbook. There he is. I wasn't sure he'd come. Dressed in his best robes. Manny, my magnificent rainbow. You've always seemed to be able to make me feel that bit special. It can't have been pleasant dressing my legs, not in the state they're in, not with this arthritis. Or having to cut my toenails with my feet so crippled up. But you'd always say, Dora, it's my privilege to help such a beautiful lady. You used to say everyone's feet told a story, and that mine told you I had lived a full and happy life, that I had the legs of a ballerina. Dora, you'd say, you are my dancing queen. Then you'd sing to me one of your favourite songs, softly, as if it were a lullaby. I've never been to Africa, but when you sang, I could feel the hot, dusty dirt underneath my feet, the warmth of the sun on my face, and hear the wind whistling through those apple-leaved trees, just as you had described it to me. Beautiful, you would say. It's a truly beautiful country. It must be hard leaving your wife and son behind, especially when it's your only child. His boy drew me a picture of a giraffe. Sent it to me in the post, all the way from Africa. Manny put it in a frame so I could have it on the mantelpiece, next to my other photographs. The family won't be happy, but I have not forgotten you, Manny. I know Daniel has been a good son, but he's had all the advantages, and he earns good money with his job. But you've been very kind to me too, Manny, over these past few years. Maybe now you'll be able to go back to Africa, visit your family, and one day bring them back here so you can all be together. I know you won't be pleased, Daniel, but you will get something. And I know you'll understand one day. No doubt Madam won't be happy. Probably been planning a Caribbean cruise, a jacuzzi in the back garden, or one of her designer label shopping sprees. Take, take, take. She's always been the same. Maybe she should get herself a job if she wants those kinds of things. Who's that? I don't know her. She's coming over, so she must know me.
You've made it all right, then?
I know you, don't I?
It's a long time ago.
But I remember your smile.
Do you? I've changed a lot since you last saw me.
You've grown up?
Yes.
What's your name?
It's Trudy.
Trudy? Such a pretty name. I had a daughter once. Her name was Trudy.
I know.
She died when she was just a baby.
And you've never forgotten her?
No.
You visited the cemetery every week?
To leave flowers for her. Well, yes, how did you know?
Even when your arthritis was crippling you?
I couldn't let her down. I wanted her to know I still cared, that she was still part of our family.
You mustn't blame yourself.
It was my fault. I should have got to the hospital sooner.
No, it was nobody's fault. It's just, well, sometimes these things happen. Besides, you have Daniel. He's been a good son to you.
He's not here, though, is he?
He'll be here in a moment. He's outside. He doesn't know how to come and say goodbye to you, that's all. He loves you very much. You must understand that. It's just he's never been good at expressing his feelings. Some men can be like that. I think now he feels it's too late.
Not like his father. My Frank was never like that. Always called me his sweetheart, right from the very first day we met. Sweetheart, he'd say, you're very special to me.
I know.
You have his eyes.
And your smile.
Yes, you do.
We'll go now, shall we? It's going to be a lovely service. But you don't need to stay. You've had enough sadness in your life.
Just a moment longer. There's a man standing at the back. He looks just like my Frank.
It is Frank, Mum. Dad has been waiting for you. We both have. come, I think it's time for us to go.